Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll bring in Heather Ramsey from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Heather, it was kind of an interesting week. The grains covering a fair amount of geography. We'll get to that here in just a moment. Give us the numbers, how we ended yesterday compared to a week ago, first of all.
Well, we had a pretty decent week on corn. If you look week over week, old crop is up 8.25 cents. New crop is up 5.5 cents. Following that, though, not real strong anywhere else. The beans were down 2 cents on both old and new crop week over week. And if you look at wheat was really the hard-hit commodity this week, down 16 on both the old and the new crop wheat markets week over week. So kind of some mixed results for the week, which I think, you know, we've got some mixed tidbits of information to talk about today, and I think you'll find out why the market is kind of all over the place once we hit those.
Well, yeah, let's spend some time on that. I call it kind of a buckshot of market tidbits this week. A lot of little things, nothing real huge, but, you know, what are some of those tidbits that maybe the market would consider positive or bullish, Heather?
Yeah, so there's definitely some little things out there that would be towards the bullish side here. We've got some slow progress in South America, specifically Argentina, as far as harvest goes. They've had some increasing rains in the last week, so it's slow getting out of the fields and into export, which is actually increasing potential exports out of the U.S., so that's a positive. The Brazilian real has gained some value here versus the dollar, which could also be construed as a positive. You know, if we can purchase more U.S. versus Brazilian commodities, well, then that could potentially happen. Another little tidbit that's out here, just the last part of this week, there's predictions that this could possibly be one of the fifth hottest summers in the U.S. since 1950. If that pans out, definitely a positive. The Federal Reserve here is saying they've kind of backed off on whether they're going to increase interest rates or not. That discussion's kind of been tabled for the time being. That would be a positive as well, if you're looking at that from a commodity standpoint.
But like we said before, kind of equal tidbits to the negative side. What are some of those, Heather?
Well, I think the biggest one that outweighs probably two or three of those positives is the fact that we're going to have some great weather in the next week for planting across the Midwest. We've got rain in the forecast for this kind of wheat belt here on the western side. So we've got a little rain in the forecast. That looks positive. Those two things are probably the most significant that could put pressure on the market for sure. And then the other thing is we are seeing bean meal exports slow down slightly here in the last week. So if that's the case, that could carry over into beans and put pressure on the downside again. And for all intents and purposes, the weather factor is really important to wheat right now. And that seems to look pretty favorable for good wheat production. So that's another negative as well. Nothing stands out one way or the other, and we've talked about this before, Chad. It's so hard for the market to actually find something that's a sustaining piece of information to trade, because at this point in time, we're burdened with carryout, then we've got weather playing against us. It's just kind of a back-and-forth deal right now with the market.
All right. So with that in mind, I know it's tough, but what are some of the keys for us to look for here? What are some things we should be on the watch for pertaining to our marketing plan specifically?
Well, I think if you're working on any old crop, we'll start with old crop. If you're working on it, cleaning up any old crop, at this point in time, it's probably in your best interest to figure out your logistical needs for old crop, you know, cleaning out bins in between, trying to plant and get things done there. Cleaning out bins and not letting it get too far into the summertime where then you're worried about irrigating or you're worried about wheat harvest, whatever it may be, that's probably going to drive a lot of the remainder of your old crop marketing. If you've got it in storage somewhere, try to take advantage of any premiums that may be out there on basis in first half or last half May. Most delivery points, aside from a co-op, has split their delivery to have two bids for the month of May. So take advantage of that if there's premium in the last half May there. Try and get that locked up, especially on corn. There is a little bit of premium left out there. That would be a good place to kind of force yourself to start cleaning up that old crop. As far as new crop goes, the great thing about what's happened in the last couple weeks, it's kind of a double-edged sword. We saw ourselves go back down to some of the early lows we saw in March, but we've been able to rebound. So we're definitely not sitting at lows, which is a positive. We're about 10 cents to 15 cents away from being caught up with what we kind of base all of our sales off of for new crop, and that's our seasonal average. So on the corn side, we're about 10, 15 cents away from that. If we can see another 10 cents here in the next week to week and a half, which is very possible, this is going to be a great time for us to get caught up on corn sales, kind of get yourself back to even for new crop, so to speak. On the bean side of things, we are actually still at a level above our current average for the seasonal average on beans. We're getting pretty close to being even there. The market's probably 7 or 8 cents ahead of that. Anytime you can sell better than an average, it's a good time to get caught up. So if you're sitting out there with 2016 beans and you've got nothing done, this is a perfect opportunity to take advantage, get some profits locked in.
All right, very good. Thank you so much for the thoughts, and have a good weekend, okay, Heather?
You too. Thanks, Chad.
All right, that's Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. Here on the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.